a closeted country girl, so it seemed natural when four speckled chickens moved into my urban backyard. The chickens lived in my son's first grade classroom for 6 weeks. When school ended, they were headed for the farm. So, I looked up Article 1, Section 37 of the San Francisco Health Code, the keeping and feeding of small animals, poultry, and game birds, and found that if we kept only four hens, no roosters, we could legally keep chickens. My kids were thrilled, but my husband wasn't. I tried the standard arguments. We'd have very local, organic eggs. Our children would learn about where our food comes from. We would experience the joy of taking care of other living beings, beings who eat our vegetable peels and leftover cheese. When those arguments failed, I told him I'd stop begging for a country house if I got a chicken coop. That closed the deal. I now thrill to the clucking of my brood, who spend their days pecking at dirt or perched in our fig tree. But chickens up close are strange creatures. They have wings but cannot fly. They have but one hole through which all things pass, excrement and eggs. They chew not with teeth but with gizzards. What's that about? Looking at Tallulah, Bok Choy, Bakadoodle, and Baby Sleepy, it's not hard to believe that these birds, with their flat, unblinking eyes and scaly feet, are descended from dinosaurs. Connecting Tallulah to the Archaeopteryx of 150 million years ago reminds me of our link to a natural history that existed before humans did, one that will prevail long after our chicken coop has dissolved into compost. Bakadoodle and her nestmates may not be loving pets, unless you call running to us when we have food love, but they don't have to be. There's something magical about simply living with creatures so different from ourselves. A friend recently told me I'm the only person she knows who prefers chickens to dogs. This may be true. I say, raise a chicken, connect to the future, the present, and the past. Time travel in my own backyard, and fresh eggs, too. How cool is that? With a perspective, I'm Marcy Reisman.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.